Happy Hanukkah. And you know, this is the first time that I've ever brought up notes to make a speech for. We call them the Christmas dinners. I call them the Christmas Hanukkah dinners, if that's okay. I hope you don't mind. But I call them New Year's dinners, too. But I've made about 20 of them so far. I never had any dinners. I brought this up. You know why? I've done so much for Israel that I have to read. Look at it. I got, like, pages. And I don't want to leave anything out. I don't want to leave Golan Heights out. I want to tell you what we did. But it's an honor to help. You have so many friends, and a lot of you are right in this audience.
And these people do like Israel.
Hold on. And he loves Israel, too.
It's true.
2 seconds. 6 years ago, I was up here, and I said, this is our first Jewish president. Now he's the first Jewish president to serve two not consecutive presidencies. We thank you for everything.
That's really.
And now I met Alan Dershowitz, and he said the legal thing about 4 more years. And I say, Alan, I agree with you. So we can do it. Think about it.
Alan's
and I
here
will be,
someplace. Where's Alan?
Alan is here. Oh, he had a flight.
4 more years.
Alan is here. Think about it.
Thank you.
Maybe I will be the first one to tell you or second. Yeah.
She said, think about it. I'll give you another 250. But
I will give.
But her husband, Sheldon, was an amazing guy.
Please join if you know the words and the tune.
אני דורש מממשלות המערב לעשות את מה שנדרש כדי להילחם באנטישמיות ולתת את הביטחון הדרוש, את ההבטחה הדרושה לקהילות היהודיות בעולם. וכדאי שיקשיבו לעזרות שלנו. אני דורש מהם פעולה עכשיו.
I said, Mike, that we are fighting today the battle that the Maccabees fought. They fought for the survival of the Jewish people and the Jewish faith. Against an enemy that wanted to extinguish us, wipe us out from the face of the earth. We were fighting our battle, but we were also fighting the battle of civilization. Because our civilization is based on the Judeo-Christian tradition. And if the Maccabees had failed, there'd be no Judaism, there would be no Judeo-Christian civilization, there would be no Huckabees. There would be no United States. There wouldn't be the civilization of freedom, the respect for our common traditions, our common values. All of that would not happen if it weren't for those 5 brave brothers. They actually made the whole difference.
So there you saw images of Donald Trump parading around with the likes of Mark Levin and Miriam Adelson and rebranding Christmas to Christmas Hanukkah and all, you know, claiming that he's Jewish and all the rest of it. So what do we know that we don't already know? I've been saying for at least 2 years, 3 years at this point, that Trump is not your guy, that Trump is, you know, an agent of the regime, that Trump is fully paid off, that Trump is a fake. I've been saying that. And I was called everything for that, by the way, by many of your, you know, many of my supposed friends, because they prefer to bury their heads in the sand, snort up cope as if they were Scarface. And now we're at the point where this is being paraded in front of your face, okay? This is after Mark Levin, you know, has feuded with Tucker Carlson. This is after all of the stuff that we've seen. This is after all of it. He is now parading in front and talking about you know, joking about a possible third term and another $250 million dollars from Adelson. And a lot of this is summed up for me by this chap here.
Let's see how committed Elon is to free speech. You trusted the plan, didn't you?
As they were on our side. A decade, over a decade. That's the guy whose job it was to win elections for the Democrats. That's the guy who was in charge of, you guessed it, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative.
That, softly spoken Canadian lad, is called Martin. His name is Captive Dreamer. And after this break, where I'm going to encourage you to buy the Trivium, I'm going to break down exactly why Captive Dreamer is and will always be my least favorite Twitter poster, my least favorite person ever on the so-called right, and an absolute avatar of slop, which has just been made, by the way, the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year. I'd like to say that I did that personally, that every time I called Captive Dreamer and what's his name, H0P Lovecraft, and all of these other clowns, slop merchants, every time I call out slop, going back 2 years now, that furthered this eventuality. But anyway, if you want to know about writing, if you want to know about words, pick up Foundations of Writing, Foundations of Rhetoric, Foundations of Logic. Buy the Trivium today, and when I come back, Captive Dreamer is going to be taken to SmackDown City. You're going to suplex City, bitch.
Academic Agency.
So the other day, somebody asked me why I hate Captive Dreamer so much. And, well, let me count the ways, to quote Elizabeth Barrett Browning. So, one, he is just a total and utter slop merchant, okay? That's the first reason. But the second reason is much, let's give three proper reasons, okay? One is being a slop merchant. Two is because before the while the election was happening, when I was saying the regime wants Trump, Kamala Harris is a jobber, look, Trump is basically a shill for the special interests. You're not going to get anything with it. You know, at all. Martin was saying things like, with Zionists, you win. If you have concerns about what's happening over in Gaza, you're a brown third worldist. Because really, we can count on based Stephen Miller. Because with Zionists, you win, right? This was his pitch during the election. And, for much of the... You know, until my personal pressure forced this clown to take off the MAGA hat, okay, through my repeated bullyings on Twitter, he was still serving these cope lines up on a regular basis, okay? He's walked some of it back now because he realizes that as time has gone on, that message is not landing very well, okay? But there's a third reason that I dislike Captive Dreamer so much, and that reason is this: he consistently does something that I would call based washes, right? Like, he pretends that the Trump admin and that Trump is more based than he actually is, okay? He basically does a whitewashing campaign to present Trump to a white nationalist audience in a way that makes him appear based. For example, all those clips I played at the start of this video, Captive Dreamer didn't have anything to say. He didn't put that on his timeline. He didn't share it with his fans. He wasn't critical of it. He just pretended that that didn't happen. And instead was posting, like, defending Trump about his remarks with Rob Reiner and, you know, fighting with Fuentes fans and whatever else it is that Captive Dreamer spends his time doing, you know, criticizing Candice Owens, whatever it is, he was doing that. He wasn't drawing attention to this, which any actual patriot was actually doing on their timeline. This is the reason why I have got it in for Captive Dreamer, because I hate liars. I hate people who are open propagandists who lie to their audiences on a regular basis, okay? Now, Donald Trump, we always knew what he was, okay? We always knew, especially those of you who were switched on, we know what Trump was, and he kept on telling us what he was. So, in a way, you can say, well, that's just Trump, you know, that is who he is. But for you, like, what is your excuse, Martin? What is your, like, what is the reason that you have hiding these things from your audience? Why do you continually based wash the Trump admin? Why do you pretend that they're not a disaster zone? Why do you pretend that actually, yeah, Stephen Miller, he's a good one. He's got our backs. He really cares about us. Why do you do this? Are you paid? Are you actually, like, paid by the Trump admin to do this stuff? Because that would actually make it better. Okay, with somebody like Laura Loomer, I can understand why she does it, right? Out of love, okay? Because her interests are actually being advanced. But yours, Mark, like, I don't understand your psychology if you do this for free. I tell you what, let's just watch this old clip of Nick on Captive Dreamer, and then I'll come back and talk more.
First of all, what's going on here? Before we even get into it, we got this half-ass handlebar mustache. What are we doing here? Are we growing it? Are we not growing it? What are we doing? What the fuck is this? This is like we're half in, half out. We're growing it. We're not. I don't know what we're doing with this. I don't know what this look is. We have on a denim jacket with the handlebar mustache. So we're going for like a gay biker look. Then we have this super massive aircraft carrier of a forehead. I think that this is one of the strike groups that's being deployed to Iran, actually, that is going to hold two Spirit B-2 stealth bombers on top of it, as well as some refueling aircraft. What is going on with the, we're trying to hide our Norwooding. You see what's going on there? We call that an M-shaped hairline. You see, it's probably normal hairline should be here. It is in full retreat. It has beat a retreat backwards, and now we're receding back. It's giving male pattern baldness.
Talk about an issue that has kind of been flaring up for a long time. In the background, it really flared up around Christmas, around this sort of age.
It's around Christmas. It's a little issue that flared up around Christmas. Oh my God, dude.
I imagine I'll do a few videos, not just this one, and on a few different figures, but...
All right. Oh, so there's going to be more. Oh, it's very ambitious. We're going to do a whole little series. We're going to make a couple little videos. Well, we can look at the replies. So it got 3,000 likes, 2 million views. Now, if you don't know anything about math, that's not great conversion, okay? If you got 2 million views, 3,000 likes, that means everyone's making fun of you. He's getting clowned on by, like, trannies. Look at this person. This person is clowning on Martin. Holy shit. 3,000 ratio just saying LOL. He posts this little video about Mark Zuckerberg. And someone comes in the replies, literally, bahaha, some tranny, LOL, you look like shit, 3,000 likes. He comes back, you'll never be a woman. Does anyone have the Wojak crying face? And you will always be a bottom. Brutal, guys. This is just brutal. This is your champion. This is your guy. This is your number one dick rider of Groypers. He's getting clowned on by trannies and watermelons. Holy shit, LOL. You'll never be a woman. You'll never be a woman. You will always be a bottom. 1,500 likes. You're done. Like, you're done. It's over for you. All Martin sisters, not like this. Martin sisters, I think it's time to pack it up. I think it's over. Holy shit, LOL. You will never be a woman. You look like you asked for straight only, brother, cook. Holy cook. You will never be a woman. You look like you asked for straight only jerk sessions on Craigslist. 500 likes, a double ratio. A double ratio by this. This is your champion. This is what happens. This is your hero. This is your based shit poster, whatever. The guy's like a gay biker. He's like a gay hipster LARPing as some. He's LARPing as David Koresh, as a cult leader.
Honestly, I hate this guy. I really don't like him. And people say, well, why are you always infighting? What, you know, this is petty, It's not infighting. I am not on the same side as that guy just then. Okay? Me and him are not on the same side. And I wouldn't want to be on the same side as him. So it's not infighting. It's actual fighting because I've identified him as a political enemy, as somebody who lies and glazes on behalf of the enemy. Do you get it? I hope you understand. So me and Captive Dreamer aren't on the same side. We're actively against each other. All right, that'll do. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.